All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. This is the Fluff Tube Edition. Before you say, I already heard about this story, I watched it on TMZ, or you saw it on your local news, or whatever, I just want to pose the question, is everything what it seems? Could this be something else? Now, I know this, it could be a freak incident of Mother Nature, but I feel like we could be looking at something else. You've heard my guests on my shows talk about submarines outside California, Chinese, Russian, allegedly. I had to put in there allegedly. What kind of question am I posing here? Well, what could this be really? Is it really a freak Mother Nature incident, or could it be something more? And I'm going to beg the question that I think it's something more, simply because the climate that we're in right now. And I'm going to share the screen here. So here it says, massive SoCal waves, monster wave injures eight, sends dozens fleeing for their lives. I'm going to play this video, but a monster wave crashed over a seawall in SoCal, injuring at least eight people and sending dozens fleeing in panic. West Coast weather has caused a surge in waves along the coast. Folks in Northern Cali have marveled at waves as high as 35 feet. Folks, I don't know. I'm looking at something here and I'm thinking to myself, I think there could be a lot more to this story than what they're telling us. This reminds me of a tsunami, folks. But when a tsunami strikes, usually the water gets sucked out at first. And then there's a small dry spell. And then, boom, a wall of water comes. This was instantaneous. This was an instant, massive wave. And I'm just saying, could this be some kind of weaponry that could easily be blamed on Mother Nature?
Oh no! Oh God! Oh, Jesus! I can drive! Run!
You can hear the people screaming, people running for their lives. I mean, it doesn't look like much, folks, but I'm telling you, that water can sweep you under and really hurt you or even kill you.
Jesus!
Now, folks, I'm not saying this can't be Mother Nature. I'm saying it can be Mother Nature, but what are we really looking at here? To me, this seems very odd. And then in Northern California, they're saying they've been seeing 35-foot waves. And if you understand the war that we're in right now, nothing is off the table. Nothing is off the table is all I'm saying.
Oh, oh my God.
I'm going to say we're going to see a lot more of these, folks. I have a feeling this is going to become rampant. And what do you think they're going to blame it on? What do you think the reason will be that the waves are so erratic and these flash waves are coming in? You guessed it. It's just too hot outside. I can't say the word, but you all know what I'm talking about. CC. It's just too hot outside.
Oh, no.
Think of the property damage, folks. Think of all the property damage. If you wanted to really destroy California, what would be the best way to do this and get everybody off all the housing, off the beach, all the businesses away from beachfront businesses, beachfront properties? How do you get them out of there? No better way than this. Says here, a monster wave crashed over seawall in SoCal, injuring at least eight people and sending dozens fleeing in panic. West Coast weather has caused, but look what they're blaming it on.
West Coast weather. That's very important that you're picking that up. West Coast weather has caused a surge in waves along the coast. Blame it on the weather. Folks in Northern Cali have marveled at waves as high as 35 feet. Hey, folks, as long as you can blame it on the weather, no big deal. No big deal. As for this, look at this, watch this video here. It's probably going to play commercial. Well, I'm not going to do that one. As for this video, it was shot in SoCal, city of Ventura, Thursday. Curious beachgoers were standing by the seawall, assuming it would protect them. It did not. They get pummeled by the force of the wave, knocking some folks down and underwater. They scream as they scurry away in panic as the water creates a stream along the shopping district. At least 8 people were taken to the hospital. It was that serious. Folks.
The war is getting real. I'm not saying it was a weapon. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just raising the question. What are we really looking at here? Because if you know what time it is going into 2024, anything can happen and nothing's off the table. I have a feeling if I'm right about this, there's going to be a hell of a lot more of these, bigger. I'm going to guess almost tsunami size. And I think maybe it's going to push everyone with beachfront property away from the beach, make them leave. And I think that could be the objective. Now, it's just a question. I want to know what you all think. Do you think there's more to this? Because I do. Do you think there's more to this? Do you think it was just a freak Mother Nature incident? Or do you think there's more to this? And it could be weaponry that we can just, I don't know, blame it on the weather. It's just too hot outside, weather patterns. What do you think it is? Give me your comments down below. Let me know what your thoughts are. I think this war is really amping up, just my opinion. Give me your thoughts down below, folks. Later.